This world that we live in is full of different types of atmospheres. It creates pockets. That is why we feel choked in so many seasons. We feel the storms caving in on us. We feel the heaviness breaking in because it's contained within the atmosphere. So when we sing and we break, atmosphere shift, disperse, disintegrate, allow the Holy Spirit to come in. You can't fight 2019 and have a greater revival and a greater breakthrough unless you're ready to do it in the Spirit. So on the eve of your fasting of 2019, this is where we declare, like I said last week, enemy, have 2018. It's all yours. But when you show up in 2019, because he will show up, but when he shows up in your 2019, will he sense the closer he gets the presence of God in your life? The closer the enemy gets to your situation, does he sense the presence of God in your life? Can he hear the praises coming from your spirit and your soul? Because if he can't, he'll keep coming closer and closer. And he'll keep coming with the same generational attacks. But as he comes closer, I want him to hear,
atmosphere shift now, Holy Spirit.
Come on, sing it out.
Heaven, oh, come now.
The heaven.
Heaven, open. Heaven.
Come on, sing it out.
Atmosphere shift now. Chains be broken, break out. Holy Spirit, come now. Heaven open, heaven open.
I'm going to let you to just sit, but I want the worship to keep coming because the Holy Spirit's going to move in your life. You may sit where you are. See, if you receive the breakthrough that God is wanting to bring, you will receive your testimony. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, read this. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, it says there, moreover, when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites with a sour countenance. For they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they will have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but the Father who is in the secret place. And listen to this last line that Jesus said. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. See, the enemy doesn't want you to have your miracle in 2019 because you can't deny what God has done in my life. I will stand here and give the testimonies of my physical healing, and the enemy can do what he wants, but I will stand here and say I have been healed. There'll be people that will stand up and say, last year our marriage was breaking, but this year there is a restoration anointing upon our marriage. There are people that are going, you don't know, I saw that the people told me that I was failing. There is nothing that can be done. Get ready to pack your bags and go home. But right now you're going to speak out and go, but I've just been freed and I'm being accepted and God has given me approval. I'm moving forward and I'm going to see what God has called me to do. I'm calling in degrees. I'm calling in graduations this year. I'm speaking a heaviness to be broken, but you are going to see God's favor. I've seen people that have said there is no choice but a visa. And then stand before on a citizen's day and say, I am now an Australian citizen. You can't deny what God does. And your fasting for 2019 is that statement. The Bible doesn't say if you fast. It says when you fast. He declares when you fast, blessings are going to come from it. And I will display it openly. See, because your testimony is what influences your family. Your testimony is what influences your church and the people around you and your society. It's your testimony because no one can tell you otherwise. I once was blind, but now I see. You can't tell me that I don't see anymore. We've been declared that we will see supernatural things in this house. Well, this is the year it's going to happen. But when you fast, it's not that you become or you look spiritual. It's so that you understand you are a spiritual being. It's not about you being a good Christian. It's I am a Christian and I will see the favor of God. I am a servant of the King of Kings. I am a daughter of the living Savior and I will see the blessings. I will see God's prosperity. That is who I'm not fasting to seem super spiritual. I'm fasting because that is who I am. I am a spiritual being living on this earth and one day will come where I will go home and be with my Father. You know, the first time Jesus spoke about fasting came in Matthew chapter 6. But do you know what Matthew chapter 5 is? It's the longest sermon Jesus ever spoke. The longest sermon Jesus ever gave on this earth was in Matthew chapter 5. And do you know what it was? It was the Beatitudes. The first and the longest sermon that Jesus spoke to his people was about you being blessed, was about me being blessed. This longest sermon that Jesus tried to harp on, get it through. He said, gather the multitudes. And he went up to the mountain. And then he began to teach them. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit because there's a shift that you have and you can declare the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, because they can change the atmosphere and they will be comforted. Come on, are you here with me, ICC? Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Because from humbleness, you will see inheritance. Jesus was teaching in the longest sermon, I want you to learn how to change the atmosphere of what you're going through. You may be experiencing mourning, but I want to tell you, I want to bring comfort and peace and restoration. But you have to change the atmosphere. The longest sermon that Jesus chose to speak about was to you to understand you'll be blessed. 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 Blessed in every area. He could have spoken about, listen, the enemy's going to come and he's going to fight you at every angle. This is what you need to do. He did it. The longest sermon he chose to speak about was about how you are blessed, how I am blessed. But then he taught about fasting. The very, very next thing he taught about was fasting. Because some things can't be moved in the natural, and it can only be moved in the spirit. Blessed are those who hunger, because when you change the atmosphere, the Bible says they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful. When the atmosphere is changed, they will begin to show mercy. Blessed are you who are poor, the pure in heart, for you will see God. Blessed are those who are persecuted, because yours is the kingdom of heaven. Because you will come and learn to change the atmosphere. You will begin to see that the hand of God is upon you. This fasting pack that you can obtain, this is something private. You're never going to bring this back. I'm never going to see it from you. This is your private. Can I say this is your private prophecy? It's an amazing book. We worked on it for so long. It's ours. I had a friend call me from Europe on our social media and said, can we get your fasting pack? We want to do it. And as I began to say, God, but this is just for our little church. And he said, international is not just your name. It is your influence. And the minute I typed it back. I said, but we're only a small, we're just your international sign. Is not just about who you are. It's your influence. The nations will come because there is an atmosphere shift and people will desire. So in this booklet, you're going to declare your private book. Maybe you need to get with your husband or your wife or your children and declare, what are we going to believe for in 2019? And as scripture tells you, you keep believing, keep believing, keep believing. Because some things won't change unless you throw and attack it with the fasting. But it is a great book. It'll talk you through it. But then there's a part where it says, declare a truth about God. It's your prophetic word for yourself. It's your prophetic word for yourself. What does it say? My God will supply all my needs. So when everything is lacking, you've got a prophetic word from God that says, my God shall supply all my needs. See, when the enemy faced Jesus, he only said one word. It is written. It's prophetic. And he began to label everything that was prophetic. So I don't need food. I have living food. You and I don't need to wait for a prophetic season to come. You are prophetic for your own work. This is where you will write it down. When the enemy comes to attack you, but you declared God's truth and you said, I am healed, whole. By his stripes, I have been fully restored. That is your prophetic word. So when you're sitting in a doctor's surgery or when you're sitting in a hospital this year, I got a prophetic word in January 2019 that says I would be whole. So this is just a season I'm going through because I have a prophetic word. It speaks. It speaks. It speaks. It speaks. Holy Spirit, come now. As you begin to speak the truth of God, as you begin to speak the truth of your Lord, as you begin to speak the promises of God, be prophetic. I am not the tail, I am the head in Jesus' name. I am not beneath, I am above. I will see God's promises. You can go to the greatest accountants, you can go to the greatest lawyers, they can't shift it. God can. You do everything in the natural and then throw the spiritual on it and say it is done. It is done because it is written. This is the only thing we get you to do is write it in. So then when you go through hardships and you go through the storm in 2019, you've got a book full of your promises. You can write your thoughts. There's a part that'll tell you, let's be true with God. God, this is hard. And then as David changed it, he said, but you are my rock, my fortress. And for 21 days, we are going to bring the truth back to the top. You don't need to feel spiritually strong. All you need to do is be writing the truth of your God. Because you know, the Word of God says that what you say cannot come back void. What you speak out, if you speak out the words of God, if you speak out the truths of God, God said that he will provide X, Y, and Z. He said it to me. It's here. I gave it to God. He spoke it to me. These are the promises that he said. These are the scriptures that support it. This is what we're going to do. You can turn around and go, I can still believe it. I'm going to see it come to pass. You've got to add the amen to it. So for the next 21 days, you're going to be writing down the truths of God. There'll be parts where we congratulate you, where we've completed every week. But we're going to tackle the enemy because when he comes towards us, he will sense that the atmosphere has been shifted and that he is losing access. But he will fight you in the natural. He will fight you in the natural because in the natural, he can keep putting the pressure of you. He keeps lying. He keeps putting the thoughts that you cannot change, the things cannot change, that it can, he can keep doing that. He can keep doing it while you keep it in its natural realm. That's why the Bible says the Sabbath, keep it all for God. Sabbath, the Sunday, it's about resetting it all again. It's been a horrible week. It's been a stressful week, but I'm going to church on Sunday and I'm about to do a reset. I'm about to rechange it and I'm about to get all the glory to see God come through. I'm going to give God all the glory so I can see God's favor and influence come. That's what church is. Church is not about coming and ticking off a box. I went to church 4 times this year. It's about resetting and going, actually, you tried to fight me this year. You tried to fight me this week. I'm about to tell you, I'm about to pick it up and take it into the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. And I will shift it. And daily you will get stronger and stronger and stronger. Because there is only one God. 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 And there is only one way to heaven. And you and I are not guaranteed to see a tomorrow. I wonder what you would be doing right now if you knew you were about to breathe the last 24 hours of your life. Would you be worried about what you're worried right now? Or would you know that you're about to meet a faithful Father who loves you no matter what has happened? He's a good Father. He keeps taking me back. Keeps taking you back? Yeah? We're still here, but by the grace of God. But by the grace of God. Fasting works, church. Fasting works. It takes it from the natural element that it sits in. And it begins to declare that your God can do it. Eric read in prayer meeting this morning about that God's promises are yes. They are yes. They are yes. But you and I have to add the amen. We need to come into alignment with it. And amen says, let it be so. It says, bring it in. Bring it in. Finances, you better get in because I've been tithing all year. You better get into line with the word of God. There's debt. Debt, you better work yourself out because you're about to come into line with the word of God. Brokenness, you better get yourself sorted out because you're about to be aligned to the promises of God in the next 21 days. Stop fighting in the natural. Shift this into the supernatural. Psalm 125 says, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. Nothing can move it. It is a solid rock mountain, and you can always depend on it. The mountains encircle Jerusalem, and God encircles his people. Always has and always will. When I began to pray at the beginning of this year for our church, ICC, our place of influence, this is the scripture that God gave me, Psalm 125. It says, those who trust in the Lord are secure as Mount Zion. And so I began to work out and began to read up on Mount Zion. Mount Zion is a place where people come to shout praises. Mount Zion is a place where people will go to give all the shouts of praise. But Mount Zion is called a place that cannot be moved, cannot be defeated, is unshakable, unmovable, and it is mighty as Zion. Nothing can move it, a rock, solid mountain you can always depend on. So God began to speak over me and into this church. If you trust me, ICC, you will not be defeated. The enemy cannot push you back. So the things that we fought in 2018 are gone, finished, severed in Jesus' name. Last year's issues are not coming. This year, I speak generational curses to be broken. This year I speak that generational strongholds will be gone. This year we're going to step into a reason of why we're living. Why do we exist? Why do we exist as a church? Why do you exist as a human? This year you're going to be free from that burden of finances in Jesus' name. This year you're going to be holding the miracle you've been praying for. This year you're going to hold the promises of God. Those babies, those children, those marriages, those finances, those businesses, they're coming to pass in 2019. This year you're going to see the healing that God has promised. This year you're going to see the restoration you've been asking for. This year you're going to have peace that you've been waiting for. The shifting is happening right here, right now. It is filled and it will be accomplished in the next 12 months. You are on the brink of your answers coming to pass. You stand with the brink of seeing God's hand move. In the natural, the only things that changed was the date on a calendar. But in the spirit, Zion was released upon ICC. Zion was declared over our church. Would you come back to your feet? The Bible says in there, it says, just as the mountains surrounded Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. Do you know when I began to research Jerusalem at this time that it was being spoken? Do you know what it meant? It meant that the mountains surround the throne of God. It's a place where His holiness resides. That's what Jerusalem was. So when they would refer to Jerusalem, they would say that's where the holiness resides. But the Bible spoke to ICC and says that just as the mountains surround, Jerusalem will surround you. So the throne room of God, the presence of His holiness will surround you in 2019. But God says, if you trust me, Jerusalem is in your today. So would you close your eyes? I want to begin to speak prophetically. I encourage you, these fasting packs are out there. There's different things that you can grab. If you've never done a fast, I encourage you to speak to the ladies out there. They will give you some more tools where scripture is about it. Talks about some foods that you can eat if you're going to do it a food fast. People are going to do it in all different ways. There's some people that are going to do from 6 to 6. Some people are doing a Daniel fast, which is just fruit and veg. Some people are just doing technology. Whatever consumes you in the natural, that is what you're fasting. If TV consumes you, get rid of it for 21 days and start watching podcasts. It's telling the natural, you don't rule me. And everything that is within you doesn't rule me. The Spirit of God rules me. So it's telling our life, it's telling our family, you don't understand, for 21 days, we are going to minimize it and roof the things of God up. But this is your prophetic book. This is your prophetic book. You will write in it for the next 21 days, the promises of God. I tell you, if you sow into it, you will hear God. And if you're like, I can't hear God, write down a promise that you know exists. This time, Sarah, make room. When Elisha the prophet went to see the lady, she said to him, I've made room for you. And then she saw the baby come. But first she created the room. She said, I've built a room for you. Son of God, prophet, so you, when you come, you can come and rest in my place. And what happened is she activated the prophetic in Elisha. She activated the prophetic anointing inside of him. And then he began to speak, what would you like? They don't have children. Then let me speak, this time next year you'll have a son. So what they did is they prepared, they created, they made a room, and then the prophetic was released. Does God have time to tell you His promises? Does God have time to tell you His promises?